Simon & Schuster Audio presents Troubled, a memoir of foster care, family, and social class by Rob Henderson. Read by the author.
Preface. As someone who never really had one, maybe I am the least qualified person to defend the importance of family. But as someone with more education than I ever expected to receive, maybe I'm more qualified to say we give education more importance than we should. I am grateful for the miraculous trajectory of my life, but I had to experience upward mobility firsthand and reach the summit of education to understand its limitations. I've come to understand that a warm and loving family is worth infinitely more than the money or accomplishments I hoped might compensate for them. Throughout the past 8 years, I've learned that educated and affluent people tend to focus on credentials when deciding whether or not to listen to someone. But whatever authority I have to speak about the matters contained within this book comes from the origins of my name itself, not the credentials after it. My name is Robert Kim Henderson. Each of my three names was taken from a different adult. Robert was the name of my biological father, who abandoned my mother and me when I was a baby. I have no memory of him. In fact, the only information I have about him is contained in a document given to me by the social worker responsible for my case when I was being shuffled around to different foster homes in Los Angeles. My middle name, Kim, is from my birth mother. It was her family name. She succumbed to drug addiction soon after I was born, rendering her unable to care for me. I have only two memories of her. I haven't seen her since I was a child. And my last name, Henderson, which comes from my former adoptive father. After my adoptive mother separated from him, he severed ties with me to get back at her for leaving him. He figured that this would hurt me and that my emotional pain would transmit to my adoptive mother. He was right. These three adults have something in common. All abandoned me. None took responsibility for my upbringing. When I was in foster care, doctors, psychologists, social workers, and teachers would often use the word troubled to describe me and the other kids who were overlooked, abandoned, abused, or neglected. When educated Americans discuss what's best for kids, we tend to talk about education as the be-all and end-all, when it should be seen more as the fortunate benefit of a warm and loving upbringing. Elites are
sample complete. Ready to continue?